Welcome to the Devil's Violin podcast, featuring stories and music recorded remotely in lockdown. The stories we've chosen seem to speak in some way to the current crisis. The podcast is free, but if you wish to make a donation so we can create more, you can do so at www.thedevilsviolin.co.uk/donate. At our website, you can also buy a download of this and many other stories. Our thanks go to the Arts Councils of Wales and England for their support with this project. Today's story is called Spellbound. Queen ruled a nation long ago. She gave birth to a son. One night, the queen dreamed. She heard a voice, and the voice told her, if her son's feet touched the ground before he was 12 years old, he would be spellbound. As an infant, he was carried by his nurse. As he grew older, he drove a carriage with a servant to lift him on and off. When he grew older still, he would be lifted onto a horse. The queen loved him so much. At night, she would go to his bedchamber and watch him sleeping. The day before the prince's 12th birthday, the queen prepared a great feast to give thanks. She said, tomorrow you will walk and run and play in the garden like every other child. The groom fetched the prince's horse for him to go riding. The page carried the prince out into the courtyard to lift him onto the horse's back. Now, the prince has one foot in the stirrup. He waves to the queen, who is watching from a window. He is laughing to think how tomorrow he will be free. The sky grows dark. There is a clap of thunder. The earth trembles. The horse rears. The page lets go. The young prince falls from the horse's back. Where has he gone? The queen is weeping. Everyone in the palace is frantic, searching, all in vain. The whole country is scoured. A reward is offered for the finding of the prince. All in vain. The bedroom was kept just as it had been when he had left it. Years passed. On the night of what would have been his 18th birthday, a servant was passing the prince's bedroom when the servant pushed open the door. No one there. Moonlight shining through the window onto the bed. But the room was full of sand. The servant fetched the queen. Next midnight they went to the room. And so it went on, night after night. Word spread the room was haunted. The queen had another dream. This time the voice said, "Your son is spellbound. If the right woman, not you, stayed in that room all night, it may be that she could break the spell." So the queen offered 300 pieces of gold to any woman who would stay in the haunted room the whole night long. Times were hard. Many answered her call, but at midnight there came such dreadful sounds they took fright and fled. 300 pieces of gold weren't enough to make them stay. Not far away from the palace there lived a widow with 3 daughters. She owned a little mill, and by grinding corn for the neighbours she just managed to make a living, but it wasn't much of a life. Now the eldest daughter, she said to her mother, "For 300 gold pieces I would kiss a donkey's behind. I will go to the palace." "Yes," said the mother, "go, good luck to you." So the eldest went to the queen. She asked for food to cook her supper, dry wood to light a fire, a cooking pot and a lantern. She promised the queen she wouldn't come out of the room until morning. Now she makes the bed, lights the fire, puts the wood in the cooking pot on the fire, and waits. At midnight, when the food is ready, "Who is it? Show yourself." She searches behind the curtains. No one. She gets on her hands and knees and peers under the bed. When she straightens up again, she sees a young man standing over her, his eyes wide. He is frail and pale. He looks so tired. He says, "For whom are you cooking?" She says, "Me." "For whom is the table spread?"
"Me."
"For whom is the bed made?"
"Me."
The young man's shoulders shake. Tears run down his cheeks. He sobs. "It is so long since I have eaten, so long since I have slept." One moment he is there, wretched with despair. Then he is gone. The young woman ate her supper and went to bed. Next morning she told the queen what had happened. The queen said, "You are not the right one." "A promise is a promise." The queen gave the young woman 300 gold pieces. The eldest daughter went home. When the second daughter saw all that gold, she said to her mother, "Me next." It all fell out just as it had done with the first. "For whom are you cooking?"
"Me."
"For whom is the table spread?"
"Me."
"For whom is the bed made?"
"Me."
"It is so long since I have eaten, so long since I have slept." The prince sobs, his shoulders shake. Then he is gone. Next morning she went to the queen and asked for her 300 gold pieces. The queen sighed and handed them over. "You are not the right one either." The second daughter returned to her family, and the youngest daughter, "I will try." "Yes," said the other sisters, "you go and get your 300 gold pieces."
"I want to free him."
"What?"
said the eldest sister. "Don't be so selfish. As long as he is spellbound, there's gold to be had for the likes of us."
"I know," said the youngest daughter, "that he is a prince. But he's also a human being in torment. To be so alone, to feel so much despair that you cry every night." She went to the palace. The queen sighed, but she agreed to the things the young woman asked for: a lantern, sticks to light a fire, food for her supper, and a cooking pot. In the room, the youngest daughter put the pot on the fire, put the food in the pot, made the bed, and waited. At midnight came the footsteps, the sighs, the groans. The girl's heart pounded, but she held her nerve. In a blink, in a moment, he appeared. How sad and weary he looked. "For whom are you cooking?" "What is mine is yours." "For whom is the table laid?" "What is mine is yours." "For whom is the bed made?" "What is mine is yours." "Thank you from my heart. Before I sup, before I sleep, I must thank the others who have been kind to me." Then the youngest daughter felt a sweet, soft breeze on her cheek. She smelt blossom, and she saw the floor under her was gone. He was descending slowly into darkness. She followed him, not walking, drifting down and down. It was dark down there and strange. But she didn't turn back. Now she was in another world. A river flowed with liquid gold. In the distance she saw crests of golden mountains. In between the river and the mountains was a meadow bright with flowers. The prince walked. She followed. He didn't turn to look at her. He didn't seem to know that she was there. "Now, thank you, flowers. Your beauty gave me hope when I had none." The flowers bowed their heads. The prince walked on. Not once did he turn. He came to a forest of golden trees. Birds on every branch. "Thank you. Without your music, I would have lost heart." As she passed through the forest behind him, she picked up a golden branch. They came to a forest of silver. Animals gathered at his feet. "Thank you. Without your company, I would surely have succumbed to despair. Farewell." Now she took a silver branch, back through the golden forest of birds. "Farewell." Across the meadow of flowers. "Farewell. I will always remember your kindness." Now he rose up into the sky. She followed him. They were back in the room. For the first time, he smiled. "Now, I can eat." They ate. "At last, I can sleep." And he lay down on the bed and slept. Then she lay and drifted into slumber beside him. Next morning, the queen waited impatiently for the young woman to emerge from her son's bedchamber. By midday, she could wait no longer. She made her way to the bedroom, pushed open the door, and saw the young woman. And another. Her son. Her beautiful son. Fast asleep. A golden branch at his head, a silver branch at his feet. We hope you enjoyed our tale. The Devil's Violin are Daniel Morden, storyteller, Sarah Moody, cellist, Oliver Wilson Dixon on violin. Oliver also mixed and produced the show. To hear more stories and music, please subscribe. And don't forget, you can donate at www.thedevilsviolin.co.uk/donate. When touring is permitted, we will be out and about again with a new show, The Beast in Me. Thank you for listening.